Okay, we are on the Mishnah at the bottom of Tzavi Beis Amud Aleph. Gag Godel Samach LeKotan. We've had this case before. If you have a large roof which is adjacent to a small roof, Gag Godel Samach LeKotan. HaGodel Mutter VaHaKotan Osir. Now let's bear in mind that we saw at the beginning of the perek, we've mentioned many times, we saw three shittos in the Chachamim. Rabbi Meir says, Kol Gagos, all the Gagos of the ear are considered to be one Rishus. The Chacham say they're separate Rishus, but Rabbi Meir said, all the Gagos are considered to be one Rishus. Here we say, if you've got a large roof which is adjacent to a small roof, the Gadol is Mutter and the Katan is Aser. So is this only going according to the Chachamim? Or is this even going according to Rabbi Meir? See, if you look at the first Rashi in the Mishnah, Rashi says, "Hagadol mutter lahachnis leklei habayis shelamata." You can take your kelim from inside your house and bring it up to the roof. The ein bnei akotin oisrin alav delegabi gadol hachpirat sepesachu deshari bikifufei. Meaning, being that the section of the gadol is larger than the katan, so there's two sections on the outside of the gadol, which we call these gifufim. Ukegoin de'ena piritza yoyisami aser, and the area is not a breach more than 10 amas. Avol katan osalilai zikle bayis, why? De bnei gadol asriale, de nifritz loy bimiluyoy. Because when the katan looks towards the gadol, it's porids bimiluyoy. And here Rashi addresses our issue. V'divrei HaKoli, this line of the Mishnah is going according to everyone. Da'afilu Rabbi Meir, who says, Kol Gagas Ha'ir are one Rishus, Le'omer Gagin Rishus Achas, Ela Le'kelem Shishavsu B'Seichon, that's only for Kelem, which originated on the rooftop in the beginning of Shabbos. Av Le'kelem Shishavsu B'Batim, Lo'y, Dumi D'chotze Katanish, Nefetzel G'deila. Meaning that there's no heter to go ahead and take kalim from your bayis up to the rooftop. That Rabbi Meir did not matter, and so on. So again, back in the Mishnah, Gag Godel Samach LeKotan. The Godel is mutter because when it looks towards the Katan, there is a section of the roof which is open to the Katan, a section not large enough to say that it's Prutza La, that's just open to it, it's a Pesach, and therefore the you can bring kalim, which were inside the bayis, up onto the roof. Whereas the katan is also because it's parutz bimiluyei. That is case number one. Case number two, like we have in the diagram, but we've had this many times before. Chatzah gedolah shnifritza laktana, or some of the gears of chatzah katana shnifritza lagedolah. But the point is you have two chatzeros. One is smaller than the other. So we say gedela muteris uktana sura mivnei shehi kepischa shol gedela, meaning the reason why the gedela is muteris is because this area is merely a pesach; it's just an opening. Whereas when the katana looks into the gedela, it's parutz bimiluya. And being that it's parutz bimiluya, therefore it's going to be awesome. It's going to be also, says the last Rashi, Gedela Muteris Lahitzi Klei Habatim Shaba. Again, that's the discussion, taking out the Kalim from your bias to the Chatzar. Emir Volat, Smovali Asri Allah B'nei Katana, and the B'nei Katana do not Asr it. So we have two cases in the Mishnah, one of a Gagadol which borders a Gag Katan, and one of the Chatzar Gedela which borders a Chatzar Katana. Frankly, give me the obvious cash. Lomali lemisni tariti. Tarit is l'rav ketani gag dumya dechotzer. What the Gemara is going to say is both according to Rav and Shmuel, gag dumya dechotzer. The reason why we have two cases, it's teaching us a very important din, and both of them are going to say gag dumya dechotzer, but they're both going to extract different points. Now, if you recall, in the previous sugya, we had a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. B'makom, when you have the gagos which are bordering each other, in the sheet of the Chachamim, Rav said that there's an issa to be metaltal even within your own gag, because we don't say good asik mechitzta, where Shmuel says that even though you don't have mechitzas nikaros, you can still say good asik. So with that machlekes, Rav and Shmuel, as to whether or not there's a requirement of mechitzas mikares in order to say good asik, that is taken from this Mishnah. So now we say like this: L'Rav k'tani yagdu mitachotzer, ma chotzer min kara mechitzas. They're just like a chotzer. Clearly, the walls are distinct and visible. Afgag, when do we say that the mechitzas will be pile? When will the mechitzas act and serve as mechitzas which help? Afgag nami min kara mechitzas. It's got to be that the mechitzas are nicker, and therefore the mechitzas are not nicker. It's not going to work. And that's why I said what I said in the previous sugya. Whereas, no, Ulishmuel, he'll also say Gagdim Dechatzer, but he will extract a different point. And he will say the following: Ma Chatzer, Darsila Rabim, meaning just like the case of a Chatzer, where you've got the Chatzer Katana, which borders the Gedola, and people traverse the section which borders the gadol to the gedola to the katana, and they tread over it. Ma chotzer de kadarsi larabim, av gag nami de kadarsi larabim. So too by a gag also, it's a case where it is darsi larabim. So let's see the way Rashi explains this line. It says Rashi about seven lines from the bottom. Ulishmuel da amar afil leimin kro. According to Shmuel, who said in the previous sugya, even if you have several rooftops which border one another, and the Chachamim don't allow you to take from one to the other, but they do allow you to be metalta within every roof because you say good asik, even though the mechitzas are not nicker. So, Shmuel da amad afilu lemin kara amrin good asik lahachi tanani gabi hadadi. We say the following: the machatza the darsila rabim. People walk over from one chatza to the other. Afgag haydik tani katan osir. The reason why the gag is osir mishum the darsi rabim mizelazeh. It's only because people tread from one to the other. The darsi rabim mizelazeh. Tahavila mechitza tachto ina shebeineyem mechitza nidrasis, which kind of renders the mechitza, the lower mechitza, as a mechitza nidrasis. V'leimotzis lemegad, you're not able to extend it, v'asuka, and lift it up. Avlili darsi behen, but if people would not tread over it, avkaten shari, even the small gag would be mutter, there min a good asik, v'tafsik ha-mechitza b'neyem, v'afel gav de michsia, meaning the only reason why we don't say that there's mechitzas is if you kind of are able to tread over it. But the fact that the mechitzas are not conspicuous, are not visible, are not nicker, that does not bother us. So the Gemara explains the reason why we have two cases, gag and chatzar. Both of them are teaching me gag and the chatzar, marka de islay, umarka de islay. Good. Says the Gemara Yosef, Rabba Rav Zeira, V'Rabba Bar Rav Chanan. V'Yosef Abaye Gabayo, V'Yosef Gamri. So the three Amroim were saying in front of Abaye the following statement: Shema Minami Mas Nisan, Diuri Gdela Biktana, the Ein Diuri Ketana Bgdela. If we examine these cases, this case in the Mishnah, what seems to come out is that the gag gadol or the chatzah gedola has a certain effect and shlita and manifestation in the small gag and the small chatzah. If you look at Rashi over here, three lines on the bottom, Rashi's gears is diuri gedola moishlin b'ktana. The inhabitants of the gedola are moishel on the ktana umoishchin oisa etzlan. And it's considered that they somehow draw the katana to it. Whereas the ein diure katana meishlin begdela lemeishcha etzlan. Because what are we saying over here? That the gan gadol is in no way restricted by the katana, but the katana is going to be restricted by the gadol. So the gadol is meishel on the katana. Now the katana is not meishel on the gadol. Now, it's quite fascinating. I mean, based on this, the Gemara is going to give I believe, five cases where five non-Eruvin related cases where we're going to say other types of situations where we'll say that a larger Rishus will somehow be moshal and impact and affect some type of change, some type of halacha on the small Rishus. We look at the small Rishus as if it's subsumed in the large Rishus, and there's going to be some nafkamina ladina. Even though one might argue and say, look, I mean, the reason why if you have a gag gadol samach lekatan, the gadol is mutter, is simply because the cotton vis-a-vis the gadol is a pesach, and a pesach will not inhibit and restrict and ask to the gadol. Whereas the cotton, when looking at the gadol, it's part of bimiluyaya, as opposed to like necessarily extracting this shas klal and saying that the gadola affects and influence and is moishal and is pile on the katana. But that's what the Gemara does. It needs a little bit of work to just be magdir exactly how we see that. So let's see. Ketzad. How so? Gifanim Gibbigdayla, if you have the following case. You have the following case as per the diagram. We've had this before. You have a section where you've got vineyard planted in the Chatzah Gedolah. Now the Chatzah Gedolah is parutz, or I shouldn't say parutz, it opens up to a Chatzah Ketana. But often, the Chatzah Ketana, when looking at the Gedolah, is parutz b'miluya. The Gedolah is not parutz b'miluya, it has simply a Pesach. So you've got Gifanim in the Gedolah. The din is Asul Izrayas HaKetana. You may not plant seeds in the Ketana. You may not plant seeds in the Ketana. So there's actually three lines in the bottom. The Keman Dehavya Ketana Kula Besech Gedolah Dami. As we said, it's like it's subsumed within the Gedolah. And therefore, Vafilu Ma'achigar Ba'amesein Min HaGifanim Shafilu Besech HaGedolah. In this case, we kind of like take the katana and we kind of bring it in. It's like it's nimshach within the vicinity of the gedola. Our Mishnah says it's like a pesach of the gedola. Alma kula kechad pesach mashvila. The whole section is considered. The whole section now takes on the din of a pesach. So therefore, if you planted a gefen in the Gedolah, you may not plant zroyim in the Ketana. We know when it comes to kilai zroyim and kilai kerem, it very much has to do with the way things appear. If there appears to be a tarovis, it's aser. We don't care about yunika. Yunika is irrelevant. Yunika is a common fallacy. We can have cases where you have a gefen and 1 inch after 1 inch next to the gefen you plant zroyim, and it's 100% mutal chatchila because you've got a mechitza between the two. Even though mitachas in the adama there is a yenika and so on, we don't care. Or we saw lamashal and perker bekiva. We saw that even if you don't have a wall, but you have a very clear, distinct shape. I don't know, you have a pentagon-shaped gefen, and then you've got a rectangular-shaped section of zroyim. So you look, you know, you're in a plane, and you kind of look at these fields, and you see, wow, you see the pentagon-shaped this, the rectangular that, triangular this, circle that. It's very clear that these two sodis are distinct. They can be right next to each other, no problem, because it doesn't appear that there's any taravis. Here we're saying, based on our Mishnah, that if you plant Gefanim in the Gedolah, you're not allowed to be Zeroyim in the Ketana, because it's like those Zeroyim now are in the Gedolah. The Imzara, let's say you did, fascinating din, Zeroyim Asurin, Gefanim Mutarim. What becomes Asur? The Zeroyim become Asur, but the Gefanim are Mutar. Rashi says in the last Rashi, we don't allow We don't cause the effect of the Ketana to have any repercussions in the Gedola. They're not Moshal on the Gedola, but the effect of the Gefanim is felt in the Ketana. And it's a very interesting case, usually whenever we speak about Karam and it's Aser, they're both Aser. It's just like Shatnez. Though it's not that the wool is Aser and the linen is Mutter, the linen's Aser, the wool doesn't make a difference. What's the Rei, what's the Miat? It's the Taroivis. But here we say that the Godel is Moshal on the cotton and impacts it, not vice versa. Now, what about the opposite case? Amazing din. The opposite case. Now we'll look at the next thing. Diagram. Gefanim b'ketana. So you initially plant in the small section. So you plant in the small section. Now we said the small section has no ability to affect the large section. You plant a gefen in the small section. Mutter lizroya es hagdoyla. You can lechatchila go and plant zroyim in the gdoyla. Says Rashi, you can do this lechatchila, says Rashi, four lines down. Afagav the diuri gdoyla. Biktana, aye, but doesn't that cause a problem? Won't we now say that now that you've planted Zeroyim in the Gedola, that's going to impact on the Ketana, and it's like you've planted the Zeroyim now in the Ketana? So, Azayi Frekt Rashi, this is the question that we shouldn't ask. Avogav the Diuri Gedola Biktana, Ein Oisrim Esakfanim. They don't ask for the Kfanim. Rashi quotes this Gemara in Menachos. That the Gemara says, the Yisoid which Rashi takes out of this Gemara is, the one who does an Isser, they give a Knas to. The one who doesn't do an Isser, they do not give a Knas to. So Rashi says about 10, 11 lines down, last word in the line, Hoyol uchesh zara es hagdoyla beheter zara. So being that when you sowed the seeds in the gdoyla, you did it beheter. Afilu shtein shalai lekala miknesi. We're not going to count on the person. Meaning, I'm not a shubit, I'm not a kafuf to the ketana. The ketana cannot impact me, cannot limit me, cannot do anything to me. And therefore, I, the gdoila, I'm allowed to plant. They didn't do anything wrong, and that's the reason why it is mutter. That is the way Rashi says. Tosfos is bothered. This is about 10 lines down, 2 words in. The tema dehechi shari laniach hazroyim kisha yigdalu kaven to the yuri gdela b'ktana. I mean, at the end of the day, you say the effects of the gdela will be felt in the ktana. So you're planting zroyim in the gdela, which will affect the ktana. Fragtes is afilo olame leim. Even if things crop up by themselves, we've learned in Kilayim that you have to uproot it. So Teza says, first word in the line, and five lines later, Al Karchach, Ahidim Menachos Airi Shle Yada Balakarem Shazroyim Bekarma. Don't bring me a proof in this case in Menachos. So what is the pshat over here? Why are you allowed to do so? Says Teza, is an amazing, amazing Yisoid, and a big difference between Zroyim and Gefanim. What's pshat? Mishum deshem gedoyla al haktana. Good. Vein shem ketana al gedoyla, like we've said. Okay. Ula hachi gefanim big gedoyla havi shem kerem. If you have planted your vineyard in the large section, there's a shem kerem al haktana. So the whole section, say the gedoyla, and say the ketana has a shame keren. Va'afogav de ein gefanim b'ketana asa lezoira. You may not sow seeds in the ketana because the ketana already has a shame keren. The rachmana kapid al shame keren dechsev leisizra karmacha kilayim. It says, don't plant in your keren kilayim. That you're not able to do. So if I've already planted gefen in the large section, the whole section now is called a kerem. And now the Torah is speaking to me when it says, don't plant in your kerems royim. Whereas, avol gefanim biktana, but if I planted gefen in the small section, mutl is roya b'gdoyla, I can plant seeds in the large section. Ay, afal gav dilcha sheyizra ena yeshim sada alaktana. The effects and the impact of sowing seeds in the large section will ultimately affect the small section. Here's the line: Ein lachush, the Rahmana lekapid ashem sada. The haliksiv sadcha leisita kerem. The Avi Mashma to kapid ashem sada. Amazing, you say it, says Tesis, that the paid of the Torah is if you have a kerem, don't do things in the kerem. Doesn't say if you have a sadeh, stay zroim, don't do things in it. Very, very, you say this thick of Tesis, and ultimately we see that Rashi is chaylik on this, you say the Tesis. So Al-Kopani was saying, one nafkamina of the gedola being moshel on the katana is going to be manifest legabe kilai kerem. Number two, Isha b'gedoyla, a woman is in the chatzar gedoyla, and the get is thrown into the adjacent chatzar katana. The din is miskareshes. Again, we will say that the katana is nigreris, and it's like it's in the gedoyla. We'll see Rashi in a second. Isha b'katana, whereas if the woman is in the small section, and the get was thrown in the gedoyla, eina miskareshes. So again, machlekes Rashi Tesis is how to understand. Rashi learns that both chatzeres belong to the woman. And Rashi says that we're going like the opinion which says that we say hazera get leishtei, and if she's by in her house, in her chatzah, that she's miskareshes, is only if she's a medes l'secha b'isashah. She needs to be standing present at the time. So a woman is standing in the gedola, the get was thrown into the katana. So nechzianon, is it considered that the woman is standing in the chatzah ketana? Yes, because the ketana is nigreres baser the gedola. But if it's the opposite, the woman's in the ketana, and the get's in the gedola, the woman is not going to be nigreres to the get. The woman is the ikar, that's what Rashi says. The get lekani leisha the name initially isha basa get. We're not going to draw the woman and say that she is nigreris after the get. So therefore, in that case, it does not work. That is the way Rashi learns the sugya. Tesis understands the sugya. No, the case is that the husband says to his wife, "Look, I'm going to divorce you, and I'm going to lend you one rishus to be mekabel your get." So if the woman is in the chatzah gedola and the get happens to land in the ketana, the ketana is nigreris to the gedola, and therefore the woman is divorced. Whereas if the woman is in the ketana and the get lands in the gedola, then she's not going to be divorced. That's what Tesis says, three lines in the bottom of Dibra Maschol Isha. Ulari nira da hamari should be hishila le isha chatzah achas. Kamin in the kesheshila gedola, havishma gamala ketana. Another machlekes we share. That's case number two. What is case number three? Three and four and five, all having to do with Inyani Beis HaKnesses, Tefillah B'Tzibur, and the Hetet T'Davin. Gimel, the third case is Tzibur B'Gedoyla. You have the Tzibur in the Chatzah Gedoyla, the Shliach Tzibur in the Ketana. Yoytzen Yedei Vasen, because the Shat says Nigrar to the Chatzah Gedoyla. Tzibur b'ktana v'shliach tzibur b'gdoyla ein yoytzin yedechi vasin, then they're not going to be yoytzdechi vasi. Again, says Rashi, two lines down in the white lines, ein yoytzin t'hashto le'shayach basrayu v'tzibur d'kayme v'ktana le'matzinu l'meim v'tzibur basrei. You can't draw and drag the tzibur bas of the shots. The rub of us had le'mishtadu, we don't chuck, we're not meshich the roiv bas of the mute. A fourth example, Tisha b'gdeila v'yachad b'ktana. You have nine people in the g'deila and one person in the k'tana. We need to make up a minion. The din is mitzdarfim. Whereas Tisha b'ktana v'yachad b'gdeila, nine people in the k'tana and one is in the g'deila, ain mitzdarfim. Similar din. There's a discussion here in Tesis and other Rishonim as to is it literally nine and one? Like in the first case, when we see nine are in the gedola and one is in the ketana, so only then we're mitzdarif. What if it's eight and two, seven and three, and so on? That is an interesting discussion. And finally, the fifth application of this is tzaya b'gdayla. A person is davening, and there is tzaya in the gdayla. Now, a person is not allowed to be daven in the presence of tzaya. V'ayamachanecha kadosh. The din is asa likreis kriyashma b'ktana. Either far away from the tzaya, either can't smell it. It doesn't make a difference. It's considered like the ktana is in the gdayla. Whereas tzaya b'ktana, muta likreis kriyashma b'gdayla. So these are the five cases about which we say this din, Shema Minim HaSnisim, Diyuri G'dayla, like Rashi said, Meishlin B'Ktana, our Meishlin B'Ktana. Very interesting, if you look at the Ein Nishpat in Aleph, and this is going on the case of Gittin, Ish B'Gdayla B'Ktana Miskereshes, says the Ein Nishpat, Perik Maimon, Perik Hei, Mihilchus Gerishin, and so on. So he brings over here, how can the Ein Mishpat testify on something which is simply not there? That's the from the Gilyan Hashas, and he's mitzayin to look at the Tshuva Zichron Yosef. Good. So the question is, do you say a medis in the case of Gerushin because you need hadas? So Rashi said the reason why there's a requirement of a medis is because there's a day in the Gemara in Hazirik which says that which we say she's miskareshes, behu sha a medis b'sech beisa u'b'sech hazera. She needs to be standing by. And the Gemara says it has to do with the fact. The Gemara says maybe it has to do with chatzim mishum yad israbai or shlichas israbai, that it's got to be samuch v'nira and so on. It's got to be under her auspices that she's standing by. Good. Says the Gemara Vayter. So that's what these three Amarayim took out. The Rabba, Reb Zeira, Rabba, Barav Chanan, and so on. So says Abaye to them. Amalu Abayim came atzin machitza le'isr. According to this, it comes out that there is a concept of a mechitza le'iser. There's a concept of a mechitza le'iser. What does this mean? let's just see one more line. She'il mole ein mechitza. Had it not been that there was a mechitza, marachid dalanamis vizireya, it would be sufficient to merely distance dalanamis and vizireya. The Ilahashta Asura. But now that we're kind of saying there is the Gdola and there's the Ktana, it's like two separate areas, and it's like there's a Mechitza Beinehem, and now we're saying the Ktana is as if it's subsumed within the Gdola. So it comes out that this Halachic Lomdisha Mechitza is actually causing Isser. Usually Mechitza causes Heter, it seems to be that's what we're saying, and here the mechitza causes Isser. Let's see the way Rashi learns this five lines down. She'al mole ein mechitza. Ilav hanach gifufei. Had it not been for these extra sections jutting out on either side. She'oitven v'gdeila. V'hayu ha'gdeila v'aktana shavis. It would be flush. Avalehu k'chatzah achas. It would just be one big, long chatzah. Umutal Israesham in Magafanim. Umarchid Dalanamis, we would have a very simple case, just distance Dalanamis, and then you could sow your seeds. Because we have these sections on either side which create a halachic din mechitza, Shadin and Lakula Katana Bazagadela. The whole Katana now is considered to be as if it's within the confines of the Gedela. Umitzrakula. If so, says Abaya, we have this concept of a mechitza, which asks, so says Abaya. Now they say, Amalei Reb Zeira l'Abaya. So said Reb Zeira, who is one of the three. Back to Abaye, I'm there. Zayir Abaye, but leimat sinu mechitza leiser. I mean, what exactly is your problem that we find that the presence of a mechitza causes problems? Leimat sinu mechitza leiser. But now, and now we're going to ask from four cases on Abaye. Case number one, but now, chotzeg deleshne fritzel ktana our mishnah. Gedola muteres uktana sura mibnei shehi kepischeshol gedola. What's the reason why the gedola is muteres? Is because the section that it opens up, the section of which opens the gedola to the ktana, is merely considered to be like a pesach, at least legabe the gedola. The ilu hishve es gifu feha gedola nami asura. But had you gotten rid of that extra little side section, that you'd get rid of the gifufim, even the gedola would be asur. What does this mean? Rashi in the Diramas Chavilo Hishves Gifufer explains with a diagram. Says Rashi, Vilo Hishves Gifufer Shibana Mechitze is Besoich HaGdoila. Mikan Mikan Ad Sheyiktzerena Kemidas Aktana. So now the width of the Gedola is the same width as the Ktana. In essence, what have you done? Vesilik Es HaGifufim, you've gotten rid of those Gifufim on either side. The al yidei these new mechitzas halalu af gedela asura, even the gedela has become asura. The achshav shtein shavais, because now everything is the same. Nemzim mechitzas halalu bolus leisur. So now each one is poritz bimiluyai to the other one. Kumtois, you have done something where you've created a mechitza leisur, or like the diagram over here, the same thing, where you build walls inside the whole chatzer, and now everything, each one is parrots to the other one, so now it's a problem. So what exactly is your problem, Abaya? Of course you find such a concept. Again, says Abaya, and this is the answer which he's going to say again. He says, Hasam siluk mechitzas hu. It's not pshat that the mechitza is causing, erecting a mechitza is causing a problem. The problem is you've gotten rid of what you had before. So Dr. Rashi, Silik mechitzas, and mechitzas, ha'acharonois silku, ha'asarishonois, avogabi zriya, asar oidev ha'gifufim, alaktana mishum yitur mechitzas. Mashing in the case of the kilayim case, so it's because you have the mechitzas there, that is specifically what causes the problem. Here, back in our case, it's because you had these gifufim, and the gifufim were mechitza, which matter the gedola, and now you've removed the gifufim. So you've been misalik, that is the reason why it's a problem. Amalei Rava Labaya said Rava to Abaya, Falimatzin mechitza leisur. I'll ask you a second question. Sikir al gabi achsadra, sheyesh la patsimin kishera. So what is the case? Like the diagram over here, you have an achsadra. Now we know, we've mentioned achsadra many times, you've got four posts, and you've got a roof on top. In this case, as Rashi explains, the case is that two walls of the achsadra are proper walls. Let's say there's houses, the back walls of two houses, and then you've got the other two walls which are open, and the posts of the achsadra are a tefach wide. Now we know by sukkah, shtayim kilchasan v'achas afilu tefach is what you need to have a sukkah kshera. So again, what does it say? Sikach agavi achsadra sheish lapitzimen kshera. Because you have shtayim kilchasan v'achas afilu tefach, the ilu hishva pitzimeha pesula. But if you would go ahead and you would kind of fill in the entire thickness of the pitzimen like this diagram, so it's not that you just have a post, but you fill in the entire area of the pitzimen, you're mashvit, so then you kind of lose out on the achas afilu tefach. Says Rashi about 6-7 lines down, V'ilu ish es pitzimea shibona beiz mechitzas b'secha etza mechitzas harishenais v'nimtzu pitzimen oimdin bein shtea mechitzas mikan u'bein shtea mechitzas mikan u'b'secha achsadja eina nirin p'sula de'ein la'ela beiz mechitzas. So once again, by you filling in the pitzimen, you now have lost what you've had. So by you adding the mechitza, you've actually made problems for yourself. So once again, you see a case where you create merits and you make problems for yourself. So Amalei Abaya, so Abaya says, or some just say Amalei, Ledidi Kishera. Abaya says, you should know. Number one, I hold this is 100% Sukkah Kishera. You don't need anything else. According to me, I say it's kosher. Why? Explains Rashi. Because I will say, P Tikra Yerid Vesesim. And the edge of the Tikra will descend, and you have four walls in this case. So as far as I'm concerned, everything is kosher. But even according to you, Rava, you're asking a kasha on me, Ledidach, Siluk Mechitzasi. Once again, I will say it's because you were misalik. You got rid of that which you had up until now. That is the problem. Not because of a creation of something, but because of a removal of something. Fragbi Gemara, third Kashan Abai, Amali Rabba, Bar Rav Hanan, who was one of the Amarayim with Abaya. And he said, Amali Rabba, Rabba Chanan Abaya, Vali Matzin Mechitza, Le'ezer V'tanya, Bayish Chetzia Makura, Chetzia Ein Makura. You have a house, half of it has a roof, half of it does not have a roof. Gefanami kan, if you've got gefen planted in the section under the roof, the din is mutalizraya kan. You can sow seeds directly on the unroofed section. Rashi says, about 20 lines down, mutalizraya kan, chutz lekiri miyad. The ein tzach laharchik. Why? The pi tikra yerd v'seisim. So that's what you're allowed to do, like we mentioned. Even though they're right next to each other, it's not a problem. And if you now go ahead and you extend the kirui, you extend the tikra, and you roof the entire bayis, osir. All of a sudden it becomes osir. Says Abaya, Amalei, Asam, Silik Mechitzesu. Rashi says, "Silik mechitzas shashlamazu silik pitikra." You've removed the pitikra which you had up until now. Pitikra is also a type of mechitza, and you have gotten rid of the pitikra. And memela, there's nothing anymore to be mavdil. So the problem is because you've gotten rid of the mechitza. Shalagli rava labai biyad of Shmaya bar Zeira. And a fourth and final question: Leimatzin mechitza leister. Well, there's no such thing as a machitza which aser is Vatanya. We learned in a braisa, yesh b'machitzas akerem lahakel ulahachner. At times, when it comes to machitzas akerem, sometimes there's kulas regarding the machitzas, and sometimes there is a chumra regarding the machitzas. Ketzat, how so? Kerem hanatua ad ikra machitza. So you have a kerem which is planted up until the mechitzas, the din is zireya mi'ikra mechitzah ve'elech. You're able to be zireya from the ikra mechitzas onwards. She'ilu ein shem mechitzah, had there not been a mechitzah there, marchik da'an amas v'zireya. Had there not been a mechitzah there, then you would have to keep your distance. Then you would have to distance da'an amas. Marchik da'an amas v'zireya. Vizehu mechitzas hakerem lahakel, and that will be an example of mechitzas hakerem, which will be makel. Let's just see a couple of Rashi's over here in the middle of the page. Rashi says biyad Rav Shmaya tzivohu lahashiv labaya tshuvazu. So again, this is Rava. This is Rava who asked the second question. From the case of Sikich al Gabi Achsadra, which Abai responded. So now Rava, says Rashi, was Mitzaveh Shmaya to ask the following to Abai. Ya Allah, Hakel Lahachmir, Pa'amim Shemachitza Materes, Lenin Kilayimu Pa'amim Shemachitzeris. We said, if there's a wall there, you're able to plant Adi Ad Ikr Mechitza, Kolema Ad Yisoyid Mechitza, Samach Vadavak Mechitza. You can go all the way right up to the wall. No problem. And that is going to be an example of a mechitza lahakel. Good. Now, ulahach mekeitzad. This is going to be the kasha. What is an example of lahachmer? Hayamashuch min hakoisol yud aleph amo.
if it was drawn away, if the kerem was at a distance of the wall, 11 amas or less, meaning kol shekein, if it's less than 11 amas, it was mashkem in hakeis liyudalaf ama, the din is layavi zera lisham, meaning in the section between the edge of the kerem and the wall, which is 11 amas or less, you are not entitled to sow any seeds over there. And the reason is because there's a wall there. It's because there's a wall there, that wall is going to limit and restrict and inhibit. Layavi zera lisham. She'il malin mechitza machigdal amas v'zireya. And had it not been for this silly wall, you'd just be able to distance down amas, and you'd be able to be zireya. Mizoyi mechitza sakerem lahachmir. So frekt abaya, frekt rava, excuse me. Frekt rava. Biad rashmaye ba'zeira kashan abaya. I'm going to give you a clear example where the presence of a mechitza is going to cause problems. So that is the kasha which he asked the buyer to deal with. So Rabbi is asking a question that we mentioned before, that if there's a mechitza, even if it's narrow, you're able to be zera on either side. That is exactly if you're being zera on either side. Here we're saying, I've got a mechitza over here, and my keren ends 11 amas away. So I'm saying, I'm not able to be zera anywhere up till the mechitza. Not on the other side, anywhere up to the mechitza. Had the mechitza not been there, I'm marchik down amas, I'm good to go. But because there is this mechitza over here, that is gonna thwart me from doing any zri in the entire 11 amma area. And we'll see why, what's special about 11 amas, we'll see in a minute. So, frag to Rava, that because there's a mechitza here, you've got a keren 11 amas away, the whole area, you're not able to be zireya. So that is the kasha which you have to buy. And we'll explain a little bit more in a minute. Amr Lehi, so Abaya sent back to Rava, and he said, I didn't understand. Vos frekstu. Ulatameh, according to you, you asked me a kasha from a braisa. Freg Besser. Aizvan Mimas Nisan. Why didn't you ask from a Mishnah in Kilayim? A Mishnah which we saw on that Gimel Amud Aleph in Maseches Eiruvin. Aizvan Mimas Nisan. Ask from the Mishnah. Rashi says, it's obviously stronger to ask from a Mishnah than a braisa. This Nan, what did the Mishnah say in Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph? Karachas HaKerem. If you have literally like a bald spot, a section in the middle of a kerem, which is bald, which is fallow. So you have a fallow section within a vineyard. Karachas HaKerem. So how large does the karachas, how large does the section which is fallow need to be in order to permit sowing seeds? B'shamayimrim chof dalad amas. B'shamayimrim tez zayin amo. Shammai says it's got to be 24, and basically will say even if it's 16. And we'll see in a minute what is the nekudas and machlekas between Bishamai and Beis Hillel. Ultimately, it's going to be as to is the minimum shear of a field 8 amas, or is the minimum shear of a field 4 amas. But we'll see. So that is the case of Karachas HaKerem. So if you have a section, either 24 or 16 amas, fallow, then you're able to sow Zroyim. Now, Machal HaKerem, what about if you have a section at the edge of the Kerem? At the edge, and we'll just bring up our little diagrams again. So this is the case of Karachas HaKerem. And again, this picture is according to Beis Hillel, meaning you've got a Kerem all around. According to Beis Hillel, if you have 4 amas next to the Kerem, 4 amas next to the kerem, and then you've got really 4 amas and 4 amas, which will explain why. You've got a section of Zeroyim of 8 amas in total. We'll see why it has to be 8. So then you've got 16 amas. That area, that fallow square, is large enough with which you would be able to plant your Zeroyim inside. What about Machal HaKerem? So a Machal HaKerem is at the edge, the area around. We know that a Machal
after means like a circle. So we have the machal of the kerem, and we know that the area of 4 amas around the kerem, you always need 4 amas. That is kadei avodas hakerem. You need an area for 2 bakar to be able to go around the kerem. So we say over here that what is the distance? Bishami says it's got to be 16 amas, and Bishol says 12 amas. 12 amas. So let's see again. Machla kerem. We said Bishami Imrim Tezayin Amah. Beisalaimim Yud Beis Amo. The Ezehi Karachas Akerem. What is considered to be a Karachas Akerem? Kerem Shecharev Emtsa Isay is a section which is fallow inside. And we say in Ein Shamet has Ezehi Karachas Akerem Kerem Shecharev Emtsa Isay in Ein Shamet has Dain Ama LaYavi Zera LaShama. If there isn't a section according to the Beis Hillel of 16 amas, you're not allowed to sow seeds inside. Hayushim tezayin amah, neisin loy kadei avidase, vizireya es amoisa. As long as you have 16 amas, then you give the kadei avidah, which is 4 amas, and then you're able to sow the rest. Meaning in the case of the Karachas HaKerem, if you have a section of 16 amas in between, so then you give 4 amas kadei avidase around the section of the kerem, and then the rest of it you will be zeres. You've got 4 amas on either side, 4 amas, 4 amas, 4 amas, and then the rest of it, the 8 amas, you're able to sow. So let's see a Rashi or two over here. Let's see the Rashi Ein Sham Tezayin Amba, 2 lines down. So again, this is going in Beis Hillel, that we said if you don't have 16 amas in the section which is fallow, you're not allowed to be Zerah Zroyim. Says Rashi, Lefi Sheyesh Kerem Mikan Mikan. There's the Kerem north, south, east, west, all around. V'tzorach v'harachik v'litin 4 amas l'kerem l'chol tzad. L'avidase, you always need to have around the Kerem 4 amas, lavi dasei, kimlei bakar v'kelov. In order to be able to service the kerem, you must, in order to have a viable kerem, you need to have 4 amas around. Shehayu charshim b'shvarim, they would plow with oxen. V'im nish'aru ches amis be'emtza. Shimbos l'chalkoi l'kan u'l'kan. So that if you would divide it up into 2 sections, you would have Dalad Amas Lachol Chelek Chashivi Vilei B'teili, then that is considered to be Chashiv, and it's not Batal, in which case Vilei Asi Kerem Da Haigisa Umavat L'Palga, the Kerem Haigisa Umavat L'Palga. So really what I need is, in order to have a viable field, it's 4 Amas, so I need to make sure that the large field in total is 8, so that even if it's divided up into 2 sections, I would have 4 and 4, and that is considered to be a chashav amount, and it's not going to be batal lekan ulekan. So that is what we said. Legabe karachas akerem ein sham tezayin ama liyavi zera l'sham hayusham tezayin ama neisin lekri avidasi v'zireya es hamoisa. Here is the reya hamoisa. Ezehu machla kerem. What is considered to be the machla kerem? We said bein akerem legader. It's between the edge of the kerem and the fence, like we saw in the next diagram. She'im ein sham yud beis ama. If there isn't 12 amos, according to Beis Hillel, lo yavi zera l'sham. Hayusham yud beis ama neisin leikdei avidase v'zireas amosar. So here you need 12 amos. Let's just see Rashi. Rashi says, "Kli avidase 4 amas l'chol tzad, yud beis amas l'kaman in the first time." So again, Beis Hillel are explaining you need to have in this section you need to have 4 amas around the edge of the kerem. You need to have 4 amas away from the wall, and now you've got a strip of zroyim which is 4 amas, so you have 12. So again, why did you, Rava, not choose to shlug me up and ask a question on me from a Mishnah? The Mishnah in Perek Dalet of Kilayim, why are you bothering asking from Brises? You could say, oh, it's only because there's a mechitza there, it's a problem. Had there not been, in other words, you need to have 12 amas, but if you have 11 amas, it's not good enough. You're not going to be able to go ahead and be zerea yizroyim. So instead of asking from a brisa, ask from a mishnah, which clearly shows that the presence of the mechitza limits and restricts and inhibits me. So why didn't you ask a kasha from the mishnah instead of asking a kasha from the brisa? Ella says Abaya. I'll tell you why, because the kasha is not a kasha. Ella hasam lav hainu taima. Isn't the reason. Ella the chol arba amas legabi kerem avodas hakerem. The four amas which surrounds the kerem is shayach to the kerem. And legabi gader, the four amas around the fence, kevan dele mizdron afkari mafka lehu. You're not able to plant within the four amas so close to the wall, and therefore that section is also considered to be like it is hefker. Debeni beni, that leaves you with the section in between. E kadalad chashivon, the eloy le chashivon. If there's a section of four, it is chashiv. If not, it's not chashiv. Let's see the way Rashi learns. Rashi says four, five lines down in the wide lines. Lab hainu taima. The Tahavi Mechitza Mashri Le Lahai Machal Ki Kerem. Hachi Yoskin and Arba Amas de la Hadei Kerem Avodas HaKerem. The Kevin de Tzorech Loi Havi Kerem Latzmai. So the four Amas around the Kerem, being that it's necessary for the Kerem, it's considered to be like it's part of the Kerem. The four Amas next to the wall, Kevin de Le Mizdaran, because if you plant in such close proximity to the wall, you will ruin the wall. And so on. So it turns out that the four amas next to the wall, afkuri mafkalahu, legabe gader, vale mitzdarfi lahadi, Hi, the paish lachshuve dalei levatol legabi kerem. So you're left with a section of four. So it's nothing to do with the presence of the wall. It's just that these are the logistics. You simply cannot plant within a proximity of four amas because you'll ruin the wall. You cannot plant within four amas of the kerem because it's necessary kedeavi lisa kerem. You need four. It's not, oh, the presence of the mechitza limits and restricts in a lumdish way. It's got nothing to do with that, in which case, your kasha is not shvera. So Abaye remains firm with his taina that, wow, this is an amazing thing. It turns out we have this concept of imgein motzinu mechitza le'isr. Good. No, so Abaye is saying, number one, don't ask me from the Braisa. Ask me from a Mishnah. Ask me from the Mishnah. Elamai, you can't even ask me from the Mishnah. Because it's not because, oh, the presence of the Mechitza somehow in din limits me, in din restricts me. No, it's just a very practical thing. No one plants. You cannot plant within four. Amela, you need 12. Nothing to do with it. The Mechitza, on a lumdish way, somehow restricts. Good. Says the Gemara Vayta. Yeah. Amar Rav Yehuda. Gimel Karfifis. Ze Bitzad Ze. So you have people went out, they were traveling, and they made some type of an enclosure. And if you cast your mind way back when, we spoke about that if you have a Karfif, Shalei Hukuf Ladira, we allow base asayim. You can be metatal based asayim, and we spoke about if you have a shayora, if you have three people together, then they're allowed a larger section. What about if you have what appears to be three karpifos, but two of them, the outer two, are larger. The outer two have gifufim, vis-a-vis the inner one, like the top diagram here within Rashi. Some review the Gimel Karfifei Zubitzad Zeh, Vishnei Machitzein Migu Fafim. The two outer ones protrude. And the M say Einam Agufov V'yachid B'zeh. And there is a Yachid in all of these three sections. Says Rav Yehuda Nasek Shayara. We look at it as if there's three people living together. Ah, three people are living together. The Nason and Kolt Sarkon. And we're able to be more generous and we're able to give them Kol Sarkon. We take out the word Vadai and we say, whereas Emtsoi Megufov. But if the case is like the second diagram in Rashi, or like the screen, if the Emtsoi is Megufov, the middle Karpif is the larger one which extends. Vishnaim Achitzenim Einam Megufofim, and the two ones on the extreme sides are not Megufov. And again, Yachid Bezeh, Ein Nesen Lahem Ella Base Sheish. We only give them six saw. So let's just see Rashi and we'll stop here. Rashi says like this. Gimel Karth, it's about 6-7 lines down the wide lines. Gimel Karthifa is Zebet Zadzek, Kikin Shahayu Mahalchim Maderech. Vekifu Gimel Karthifa is Ladira. Vemechitza Shal Shasi. Kikin Shalkanim. Aishal Erev. Kikin Havalim. As we said, Shal Yitiru Boy Layachad El Abay Sasayim. A Yachad's only allowed a Bay Sasayim. Kin Mefarsh Parakam. The Shayara. The Shayara Muteres Lahakif Kol Sark in the Kanim. Uva Havalim Ladira. Avo Yachad Yez Mubay Sasayim Loy. An individual is not entitled to a section larger than the base of sign. Ellen Cain, Asoshesiv Erev, unless you have a proper mechitza. So we say, Shnai Machitzenim Megufafim, Shachitzenim Rechavim, it's wider. Minem Tsoi, Vuparitz Lishneem, Bimiluyoi, Vigifufehen, Oitfin Allah, Vyachbezeh, Nasu Shayara, Noisimim called Sarakon. Why? Darminen Diuri Gedoilim. Bekotten, we say that the residents of the large one impose their presence in the smaller one. So the one on the outside is inside, the one on the other outside is inside. Veninzu shloshet emtsoi, all three are inside. Emtsoi mitzarfon o mutter. Emtsoi zeh kol shehu gadol hakef mechitza shel shasi shel erev kigen she'erevu. Kol shehu, what is the bach do over here? Kol shehu hekev gadol b'mechitza. So the point is, because we're out of time, but the point is, if you have the larger section, so then it imposes its jurisdiction in the small section. It's considered you have all three people living in the same area, in which case it's got a teres din of a shayara, and therefore you give them Call Tzarka. We'll, as Hashem, start from here tomorrow.